It's time for Fibber McGee and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Before our story, here are Fibber and Molly with a word for you.
Listen to this, McGee. Here's a man who's collected enough string in 10 years to make a ball that's 9 feet around.
Ball of what?
A ball of string.
Oh, well, you give an American enough rope and he'll wind up with something every time.
That's more truth than poetry. Enough rope, a little leeway when it's most needed, and folks really do make something of it. In fact, isn't leeway what the Prudential had in mind when they set up the Modified Five Plan?
You hit it right on the button. It gives you folks, especially you young married ones, time to get established because its cost for the first 5 years is only half of the regular premium, about half what anyone would normally expect to pay for ordinary life insurance.
Then at the beginning of the sixth year, the regular premium starts. But by then, your income has gone up and you can afford it.
Not only that, but the Prudential has been paying you dividends since the end of the second year.
And those dividends will help you cut down the cost.
Even when you're paying only half the regular rate for those first 5 years, you're still getting the full protection of the policy.
Interested? Then call your Prudential agent.
There comes a moment in each man's life when, idle of hand and away from wife, he wanders the streets just fancy-free. That moment has come to Fibber McGee.
Well, there's nothing down the rest of this block but a second-hand store. So might as well cross over and see what's on the other hand. A second-hand store is just the place where I might want to replace that missing second-hand off my watch. So I'll just stay on this side and stroll down here.
Oh, Walter, stop! Oh, ceasefire! Woo!
Oh, hi, old-timer. Buy yourself a motorcycle?
No, Johnny. Just breaking it in for a friend. I've been having me a picnic with it.
Yeah?
Put on my leather jacket and special delivery cap yesterday, went tearing out the freeway, going lickety-split, and making a noise like a siren. You should have saw the drivers pull over and look nervous.
I'll bet. Thought you were a speed cop, eh?
Fooled every driver on the road, except one.
Who was he?
Speed cop.
Caught up with you, did he?
Yeah, but it was a very interesting experience, Johnny. I wheeled off the freeway and down into that tough district out past the stockyards, when this nice young policeman on a shiny new motorcycle hollers, "Cotcha, pull over."
Uh-oh.
We parked our bikes, and I could see it was going to take him all day to get that many tickets wrote. But just as he lifted his pencil, I stumbled and kind of jostled him a little, accidental-like, and his pencil fell down a sewer grating.
No kidding. What'd he do?
Well, sir, whilst he was down on his knees trying to fish his pencil out, his book of tickets somehow worked its way out of his hip pocket and fell down the sewer, too.
My gosh, how could that happen?
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but it happened. There was kind of a tough crowd starting to gather by that time, so I got down to help him find his book of tickets, and danged if somebody didn't swipe his motorcycle.
Boy, that must be a tough neighborhood.
Yes, sir. I felt so sorry for the poor young feller that I gave him a lift back to the police station on my handlebars, and we called the whole thing square. What you doing down here? Nothing?
Well, I'm just going to look in this second-hand store window a minute. I get a kick out of the junk they display. Hey, will you look at that? Look at that big steel engraving there, will you?
Where?
Hanging on the wall. Look, it says Andrew Johnson, 17th President of the United States.
Mighty nice car frame on it, all right. That gold eagle on the top there with a little flag in his teeth.
Andrew Johnson. Hey, I got a great idea.
What?
I wonder if they'd sell that picture cheap.
For free wouldn't be cheap enough, Johnny. Daughter wouldn't let you in the front door with that oversized chromo.
I just got an idea for presenting it somewhere as a gift. Yeah, that sure would look nice and inspiring, and by George, I'll do it. Come on, let's go in and see how much they want for that picture. It only cost me $375 with a beautiful hand-carved frame on it, Molly. And you know what I'm going to do with it?
Not hang it here, I hope.
Nope, I'm going to present this picture to Teeny School, the school that was named for the guy the picture is of. old Andy Johnson.
Oh, well, that sounds like a very nice idea, McGee. Unwrap it. Let's see what it looks like.
Gee, I don't know if I should. They wrapped it so good for me, I'm afraid I'd never get it wrapped right again. Why don't you come over to school with me this afternoon for the presentation ceremony?
Ceremony?
Yeah, I figured I'd maybe make a speech in the assembly hall to the pupils and the teachers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know, sort of pointing out the highlights of old Andy's career and bringing the kids up to date on the man their school was named for.
Say, that's a fine idea, McGee.
I thought so.
When did you become an authority on the lives of the presidents? As I recall, your history class voted you the lunk most likely to flunk 7 years in a row.
8. But don't worry. I'm going to look it all up in the encyclopedia. Better get to work, too. I got to get my speech ready. Call the Gazette and tell them something big is coming off at the school this afternoon. You know, in case they want to send a photographer over. You want to go and take a few bows with me?
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could, dearie, but I can't.
Oh?
Mabel Toops is going to a party tonight, and I promised to come over and help her with a new dress this afternoon.
Oh, help her make it?
No, help her get into it. It's one of those new French creations, you know, not Mabel's type at all.
Yeah, well, I better...
The dress looks like it was designed for the Eiffel Tower, but Mabel's built more on the shape of Grant's, too.
Yeah, well, I got...
I don't know why she ever bought it, but some sales girl told her she was just the type. Buttered her up good and sold it to her. I don't know how I'll ever get her into it.
Why don't you do what the sales girl did? Butter her up good.
Hmm?
And if you run out of butter, use some bacon grease. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to get the encyclopedia and get to work on my...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. If your family has been talking about a second television set for the playroom, the den, or the kids' bedroom, but waiting for a TV set your family's budget can afford, well, now I say to you, wait no longer. For now, you can own a gorgeous Crosley Super V table model with a big 21-inch screen for as little as $1.99 a week. This is the same big screen set that used to sell for $169.95, but now sells for as low as $149.95, walnut finished. That's right, just $149.95 for a Crosley 21-inch Super V, backed by Crosley's 34 years of leadership in electronics. So, don't delay. See your Crosley dealer about this sensational television buy. Ask him to show you the Super V table model with a big 21-inch screen that sells for as low as $149.95. or as little as $1.99 a week. See for yourself why we say, now, more than ever before, Crosley gives you more for your money.
Well, it's nice of you to come along, Wimp. Molly couldn't make it.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it, Mr. McGee. I think this is one of the noblest and most philanthropic gestures I've ever witnessed.
Well, a very nice phrase, Wallace. I'll remember that and incorporate that into my presentation speech.
If I can be of any slight assistance in this
you
noble...
You can. Just grab hold of the picture. That's it. You got it?
Well, I think so.
Careful of the glass now. Don't drop it. That's it. Thanks. Whew! I can't afford to get my arms all tired out when I need them fresh for speech making.
Why, they don't make presidents today as heavy and solid as they used to.
Nope. Old Andy was a real substantial citizen, and it wasn't easy framing him. Careful of the sidewalk. It's kind of slippery.
I'm sure the school will be very proud of this picture. I'm anxious to see what it looks like myself. It must have been very expensive.
Oh, the price did run into 3 figures. Yes.
Good gracious, 3 figures?
But it'll be worth it for the personal satisfaction I get out of a generous, unselfish civic deed well done. And if the newspapers happen to have a photographer over there and want to take my picture with a kind of a modest smile, watch the curb there, watch it.
Oh, thank you. This picture's so big, I didn't see it.
You don't want to fall and maybe bust something. Like the glass, or maybe the frame.
You're thoughtful.
Yes, sir. This is going to be a big moment in the history of this school, Wimp, when I present them with this work of art and make my presentation speech.
Oh, it will indeed.
I'll surprise the teachers, astonish the students, and raise the whole intellectual standard of the whole school.
Oh, yes. You'll make their pupils really stand out. Well, Mr. McGee, your hour of triumph is at hand.
Oh, I wouldn't say triumph, Wimp, exactly. It's just a simple, modest, philanthropical gesture. Nothing that any red-blooded American boy wouldn't have done if he was the type of civic-minded guy that I'm the type.
Just think. The principal has called a special assembly of the whole school.
Natch.
And in a few minutes, they'll be calling you to go up on the stage and make the presentation.
Reminds me, I better unwrap the wrappings. Boy, this sure is an impressive portrait. Wonder where they'll put it up.
I saw several places where it could...
I'm the monitor the principal sent to escort the gem. Oh, hi, Mr. McGee.
Oh, Teeny, what are you doing here? Oh, you've been sent to bring me to the stage, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh. As soon as the assembly bell rings, I'm supposed to take you to the back door and up the stairs onto the platform, and who's that?
Oh, that's Mr. Wimple. You know, Wallace Wimple.
Hello, Teeny.
Hi, Mr. Wimple. No, I mean the man there in the picture.
Him? Oh, well, that's the man for who this school was named, Teeny.
Oh?
Good thing I bought this picture, huh, Wimp? Give the kids an idea of what their school's namesake looked like.
Hmm?
Yes, my friends, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to the memory of a great man.
Who are you talking to?
I'm practicing my speech.
Oh.
Here in this wonderful edifice, this fine school, which was named after the 17th president of the United States...
7th president.
Quiet, Teeny, the 17th. The man who served this great union in the troubled years which followed the Civil War...
Oh, no, Mr. McGee, no. He was 30 years before the Civil War.
Wait a minute now. Who's making this speech, you or me?
Well, you're...
I take great pleasure in presenting to you, as the gift of a simple, modest, plain citizen named F. McGee, this fine steel engraving of your namesake, President Andrew Johnson.
Jackson.
Johnson.
Jackson.
Doggone it, Teeny, I ought to know whose picture this is. It's Andrew Johnson.
Well, I ought to know what school this is, and it's the Andrew Jackson Grammar School.
What?
Sure it is.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, Wimp. Let's get out of here, boy.
Here's your picture.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
For skin that's clear and extra clean, use Dial, Dial, Dial. Complexion's love, this mild routine, use Dial, Dial, Dial.
You can't see what's happening underneath your makeup, but you can be sure of this. If you wash beforehand with mild, gentle Dial soap, invisible skin bacteria won't spoil your complexion. Because Dial removes up to 95% of skin bacteria that often spread surface blemishes and make them worse. And ordinary face soaps leave thousands of bacteria. When you put on makeup, these bacteria are free to cause trouble underneath. But daily washing with Dial gently removes them. Dial's the one leading soap that contains AT7, or hexachlorophene, the most effective bacteria remover known. And it clings to your skin, continually retarding the growth of new bacteria. That's why mild, gentle Dial soap protects your complexion even under makeup.
You know, Molly, 30 years is a long time to be on the air.
Heavenly days, McGee. Have we been on that long? It seems like only yesterday that we...
Oh, no, not us, kiddo. But this week is the 30th anniversary of broadcasting by KAVU.
By who?
KAVU, you know, down in Tulsa.
Oh, yes. You mean radio station KVOO.
Sure, KAVU.
That's right, McGee. Well, we certainly want to add our congratulations to station KVOO in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's KAVU.
As they begin their 31st year.
And may they have many more successful ones. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple. Well, tomorrow, an old friend comes to see McGee, and he has some choice stories to tell about their early days. This is John Wald urging you not to miss it. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.